This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hi, it's Frankie here on Fun Kids, and I am honoured to be joined by TV legends Dick and Dom. How are we, boys?
Hi, Frankie.
Hello.
Very well, thank you.
Okay, so a little birdie tells me that you have partnered up with Merlin Entertainment to launch some new ice creams to celebrate something that's going on this summer. What's the scoop?
We're in central London today because we're launching something called Summer Fun Days. It's all part of Merlin's London Big Ticket, which basically gives you discounts and gives you different tickets to each of their attractions. And inspired by that, Bombas and Parr, the food scientists, have actually come up with some different ice creams, five different ice creams for each London attraction.
Basically, there's so much to do out in London anyway, as you know. There's so much to do, but we're talking about like five, what we think are probably the most exciting things to do when you come to London. You've got Madame Tussauds, and you've got Shrek's Adventures, See Life London, where you can come face to face, press your little nose against the tank and see real life sharks right in front of you.
So, the London Eye.
They've also got penguins there in the Sea Life Centre. Yes.
What, on the London Eye?
No. No.
That is amazing.
We're missing one out. Oh, yeah. The London Dungeon as well, where you've got to have your hand in front of your eyes at all times, just in case.
So you guys are launching these ice creams. What are the flavours going to be based on? That's what I want to know. I'm pretty sure I can guess what the Coca-Cola London Eye is going to taste of, but what's...
They've all been inspired by each attraction. What do you think the London Eye ice cream would be?
Well, I think the London Eye is going to taste of a certain carbonated drink based on the sponsor of the London Eye. I can't guess which... I can't quite put my finger on which one it will be.
Nice try, but no, actually, it's made of honeycomb and popping candy. And the popping candy represents, you know, when you see the New Year's Eve parties and you see all the fireworks coming from the London Eye?
Yeah.
That is the popping candy inside, which, and as far as we're aware, there's no popping candy in ice creams at the moment, so it's brand new.
One of the best flavours is actually it being inspired by Shrek's Adventure London, which is sour apple.
I thought it was going to taste of snot.
Well, it's the colour of snot. No, actually, the weirdest one of all is actually the London Dungeon. It tastes of smoked charcoal. Now, that sounds horrible, but it's absolutely delicious. And you can get all these flavoured ice creams at these different attractions as well.
But you can only get them today, tomorrow, and on the 1st and 2nd of August.
So they're here today, cone tomorrow, is what you're saying.
The first ice cream plug.
Yeah. I think you need to go and stand in a corner, in the naughty corner. For that. You're a very naughty man.
I've been an absolute melt. I'm really sorry.
You're being flaky now. I scream when I hear those jokes.
So what about the Madame Tussauds flavour? Is that going to taste like wax?
Well, yes, it does, actually. We were making them with one of the chefs the other day, and this has got beeswax in it, pollen and honey. Well, you've got to give them a go.
They certainly will.
I've seen them taste before, especially the smoked charcoal one.
How much have you guys been preparing yourselves to be eating ice cream constantly for the next few days?
Well, we were eating ice cream this morning at 7 o'clock.
Ice cream for breakfast.
Very, very early, before anyone had woken up. And they taste so good, we didn't care. Most of your listeners would do anything to eat a big tub of ice cream for breakfast. So we were actually just doing what they want to do.
What kind of advice would you give people who want to be eating ice cream for breakfast?
You open your mouth and you eat it.
Well, you heard it here first. Dick and Dom's masterclass, eating ice cream for breakfast. Okay, well, Dick and Dom, I can't wait to try out these different ice creams. How long are they going for again?
Yeah, like we said, only today, tomorrow, and the 1st and 2nd of August.
I cannot wait.
Get your Merlin London big ticket.
Oh, also, I almost forgot to mention, next month, is the 15th anniversary of Dick and Dom in the bungalow.
Is it?
It is! Nobody told you that. So it started 15 years ago on the 31st of August next month. Are you going to be having a massive party to celebrate?
Well, that's true. And also, this year is our 21st year of working together. So 21 years. So
does it feel like about 80?
Well, we worked out the other day that the Chuckle Brothers were on CBBC for 24 years, and we've done 21 years so far. So we've nearly caught up with the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, they better watch their back, because you are coming.
They're good lads. They're bigger legends than we are.
Oh, that's very modest of you.
Well, we're celebrating anyway by eating ice cream with lots of various toppings.
Oh, fantastic.
Merlin. The best bit about the Merlin London Big Ticket is the ice cream is free if you have one of those big tickets.
Free ice cream.
Fantastic. What more could you ask for? Dick and Dom, thank you so much. Free ice cream. What more could you ask for?
I think the experience is big. The actual ticket is probably the size of a ticket.
So the attractions are big.
Well, I'm glad you warned me in advance. because I was expecting
a huge ticket.
You're
the kind of guy that gets upset about those kind of things, you know?
You know me too well.
Exactly.
Dick and Dom, thank you so much. And check out the flavours that Dick and Dom are launching in the next few days. Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers,
air fives,
bye.
Phone fives. Bye-bye. Take care.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.